Daily Rest, Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. The Preeminence of Christ. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Colossians 1:15. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Remember the Athanasian Creed? It is by far the longest of our three creeds. It is long for a reason. It was written in response to false teachings concerning who Christ is. The Athanasian Creed thoroughly lays out the truths that the Son is fully God, in every way equal to and majestic as God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. The creed we find in Colossians 1 is not as long, but it begins with a vivid statement declaring Jesus to be very God of very God. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Image and invisible seem like contradictory words, do they not? Yet it's true. Paul is talking about the two natures of Christ, his divine and human natures. The man Jesus Christ is the image of God, and he is also true God. Even though he took on flesh and blood, Jesus perfectly reflected God's holy and sinless character. His will was perfectly in line with God's will. The Nicene Creed tells us that the incarnation of the firstborn over all creation is essential for us and our salvation. Adam and Eve were created in the image of God, but they lost the image of God when they sinned. Since then, everyone has been born without that needed holiness and sinlessness. Everyone, that is, except Jesus. Jesus, born in the image of God, restores in us the image of God. He sends his Holy Spirit to create a clean heart and a right spirit with which we will one day stand sinless and holy before the invisible God in heaven. Lord Jesus, image of the invisible God, restore unto me the joy of your salvation continually. Teach me to conform to your image by doing your will. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession.